Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joins me now. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Glenn. All right, so we're heading into Labor Day weekend, also the opening of bear hunting, dove, and early goose. So we got a lot of things going on for hunters this weekend.
Yeah, we're off and running here. It's a busy weekend. Like you said, the dove and bear season opens actually tomorrow, Friday, and then the early goose and early teal season opens on Saturday as well. So lots going on. Let's just kind of, you know, take a look at each one, right? I mean, the report I'm getting from bear hunters is that, you know, bear numbers look good. Talked to many people, have multiple bears, were coming into their baits. Baits got hit really hard early, and then the acorns started to drop. Like, I was up north last weekend, and when the wind kicked up, it sounded like people were making popcorn. There were so many acorns bouncing off the roof of the shack. So they'd started dropping a little bit, slowed bear activity, but I just think the sheer number of bears that people are seeing in the woods, and just what I've seen this year, I see more bear just out and about driving around up north, that which you typically don't see bears on the side of the road, you know. So I think bear numbers are pretty solid, and that all looks pretty good. So we'll see how it shakes out. Early goose season, you know, that's typically feast or famine, Jay. If you put in your time, your work, your scouting, knocking on doors, if you're on the right field, you're going to have some success. If you're not on a field where they've been feeding, it's going to be tough. I've been on both sides of that fence. And so, you know, if you're on a field where they've been feeding consistently, it should be pretty good. And along with that, there's not a lot of crop harvest yet. You know, there's not a lot of corn being chopped. Small grain fields are out, but, you know, hay fields and wherever, if you're lucky enough to find some corn that's been chopped, that's where you're going to find some geese. And then, you know, that early teal season, Jay, that's been an interesting topic. This is the third and the final year of an experimental situation. You know, we've never had an early teal season until 3 years ago. So this is the third and final year of that. And whether or not it continues is going to depend on basically hunter compliance. You know, specifically if hunters are shooting other duck species. So that's the big hang up with that. Through 2 years, compliance has been pretty good. Well below the threshold to continue a season in the future. And I think we will. I mean, every other state in the 14-state Mississippi flyway has a early teal season. So most of what I've heard about that has been positive so far.
So far good. Based on that, you're thinking that it will become not experimental anymore, that it will just become something that happens?
Yeah, an annual thing like it is in every other state. You know, typically the reason you have an early teal season, especially here in Minnesota, teal are the first migrant ducks, right? We call them calendar ducks. At a certain time, a lot of them just pull up and leave and start heading south. So while everybody else in the flyway was shooting teal, we missed out on a lot of really good teal hunting numbers, opportunities type of thing. So, you know, and then how they regulate it, you know, as far as other ducks being shot, you know, it's teals only. Teal are pretty easy to identify on the wing, you know. They fly low to the water. They're fast. But the DNR does have spy blinds up in certain areas, and they're monitoring it. And like I said, for the first 2 years, it's gone pretty well, and I think it's something to continue. Should probably say, too, if you're duck hunting or, you know, teal hunting or goose hunting this weekend, bring the bug spray, man. We were out checking around the other night. There's a lot of bugs out. So don't forget to pack your bug spray this weekend. If you're laying in a blind in a field somewhere, there's going to be some mosquitoes around. Sunscreen might not be a bad option either, the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's going to be super hot, especially on Sunday and Monday. That's going to be real rough for people that are going to spend a lot of time outside. So maybe get out early, you know, early in the day. Maybe it's going to be better when temperatures aren't super hot yet.
Yeah, and that's typically when you hunt, right? Or morning and evening. You know, those bear hunting guys, and they go in the woods in the afternoon. It's going to be a little hot, you know, sitting in a tree. And same, you know, till the sun starts hitting the trees, it'll be pretty warm. But, you know, we've been through this before, and it's just part of this early season, and be interested to see what participation is like and how the harvests go. I'll have a pretty good idea next Thursday how the bear season's going. So I think it's going to be a good one. You know, even with the warm weather, everything I'm hearing is pretty positive on the bear front.
Glenn, have the amount of participation with all of these different seasons, have they been trending upward?
I mean, the bear season, you know, they only allow so many permits. So, yeah, I mean, the bear season is still popular. That early goose season, I don't know. I think it plateaued, you know, maybe 10 years ago. I mean, goose numbers are really high a decade ago or so, maybe even 15 years ago. And then it started where everybody put stickers on a trailer that had decoys, and they were goose guides and locking up fields and renting fields and that type of thing. And you don't see as much of that anymore. But, you know, there's still a core group of waterfowl hunters, especially young guys. That early teal season is a good opportunity. I'm not talking, you know, teenagers, but, you know, this next group of guys that are coming in, these 20, 25-year-olds that are, you know, they're kind of carrying the torch now, you know, moving forward here. And I think, you know, there's some pretty good groups of, you know, pretty dedicated goose hunters, early goose hunters out there. And this teal season, Jay, it's probably a little early to tell. You know, third year experimental thing. Obviously, we know waterfowl hunter numbers overall have gone down steadily, you know, for years. But I know last year there was some pretty solid interest in that early teal season, more so than the first year. And the folks I know that hunt, I didn't participate in it. My sons and a bunch of guys did, and they shot some teal. Actually did quite well, and most folks I talked to did well. So we'll see on the teal season, and I think the bear season is still real popular. You know, there's just more people coming into that bear thing. For a lot of people with the bear, you know, you've hunted them, you've got one or two, and you've done it, and then, you know, the shine may wear off, and I hear that a lot. That's kind of how it was for me. But you know, it's still a pretty popular hunt, and the early goose season is popular, and we'll see how the teal season shapes out.
How much is the drought contributing to, you know, upcoming challenges, especially waterfowl hunting?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's water's pretty low. You know, we've talked about it last week or the week before, whatever it was. There's a lot more shoreline on a lot of these ponds, and it's tough. It's going to be really tough to get a boat of any size, even walking that stuff in waders, getting decoys placed, getting dogs out, retrieving birds. You know, most of this goose hunting obviously is over fields during the early season, so it's not an issue. But the teal hunters, there'll be areas. The DNR have sent out several press releases on, you know, some of the state's more popular public waterfowl hunting areas that water levels are low, so adjust your plan accordingly. And, you know, we got a month here before the actual traditional waterfowl season kicks off, and I don't, you know, if we can get to, I don't see anything in, as far as rain coming up here in the next 10 days, really, so. I think it could be, you know, as it was last year, a pretty tough, get to be pretty tough to get around in some of these ponds.
Would it be safe to say that we'll see a lot more birds on larger bodies of water than what we typically see?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if they got a body of water that guys can't hunt, they're going to go on that, right? Even if it's small, they know where to roost. And, you know, once they get shot at and get pushed around, you know, I would suspect, yeah, there's going to be birds on bigger bodies of water, at least right out of the gate for the traditional opener. But once they get shot at and figure out where there's nobody hunting, you know, they'll sit on a pond, you know, and utilize it, you know, for a pretty extended period of time. And if nobody can get at them to hunt it, you know, if you got 20 feet of mud before you hit the water, that's a pretty tough grind getting ducks out and, you know, retrieving ducks and decoys out. So they might just swim around out in the middle of that thing and just be fine. So we'll see how it shakes out weather-wise. Well, you know, if we get some more rain, some of that stuff might fill up, but yeah, there's definitely going to be some issues with low water, and, you know, bigger water might be the best way to go, at least for accessibility purposes.
Glenn, any fishing updates?
Well, yeah, you know, it's okay. Caught some, you know, I did a lot of crappie fishing last weekend up north, caught some very nice crappies. I didn't find any deep fish yet. Typically, you know, they'll start moving out and suspending over deep water. I'm hearing some of that in certain areas, but they were still cabbage-related, vegetation-related fish. Caught some real nice crappies and bluegills. Water temperatures actually dipped a few degrees last week. And obviously, that's going to go up again. Bass fishing has been exceptional. Largemouth and smallmouth bass. A lot of topwater fishing going on right now. Plastic frogs and poppers and other topwater baits, chatter baits, are producing bass. That's been really good. Walleyes are hit and miss. I mean, it's low light periods, obviously, now. Hearing some more minnow bites right now, which is good to hear. But most guys are still covering water, pulling crankbaits, Rapalas, shad wraps, or a spinner rig with a minnow and a crawler on it. And you're just covering water and picking off, you know, the few aggressive fish that exist in a school. And if you happen to find a nice pot of them, turn around and work them slower. So overall, it's been pretty good. There were some good musky reports here over the past week. Again, you know, that cooler water temperature probably got them amped up a little bit, and also got, you know, more people out fishing them. A lot of these traditional musky guys won't mess with them when their water's really hot. You know, they don't want to stress them out. But, you know, overall, for the last week of August, it hasn't been that bad. You just kind of got to pick your windows, pick your poisons, what you want to fish for, and when you fish them, and you know, you can still have some success.
Anything we haven't touched on you wanted to bring up?
Just a couple things real quick. If you hunt in an area that requires a doe permit, an antlerless permit, that deadline for firearms and muzzleloader season is September 7th. So if you want to apply for a doe permit, you need to do that by then. And there are some surplus Camp Ripley archery hunt permits available. 254 remain. They're going to go on sale tomorrow at noon. First come, first serve basis on them. So if you still want to get into Ripley for that hunt October 27th through the 29th, there's a few permits available for that. So go to License Vendor, go online, you can get those permits.
Excellent. Glenn, if people want to get a subscription to Outdoor News, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website at outdoornews.com and click on our subscription tab there, or call our toll-free number at 800-535-5191.
All right, Glenn, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, have a good week, Jay. I appreciate it.
You too. That's Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joining us every Thursday at 840 here on WJON.